Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date. The importance of Anicca. You all have been listened to Dharmas, Sanata Dharmas, Sakka Dharmas, etc. You understand them, and also have seen impermanence. With the cessation of contact, fasa, and feeling, vedana, ceases. For example, bitten by mosquito and become itchy. Bitten by mosquito is contact and itchy is feeling. Fasa pakaya vedana, contact conditions feeling. No mosquito bites you and the itch also ceases. Fasa nirodha vedana nirodho, with the cessation of contact and feeling also ceases. With the cause conditions and result arises. With the cause ceases and the result also ceases. You have to understand these things without any doubt. Then your wrong view falls away. You don't need to be afraid of it even though you die with the painful feelings, dukkha vedana, because wrong views and doubt fall away during your practice. You get the purification of view and doubt, dittha-visuddhi and kankavitarana-visuddhi. It falls away with the insight knowledge, but still not with the path knowledge yet. When you are seeing impermanence, the body not disappears. Only with the cessation of impermanence and the body will disappear. Wrong view and doubt are the two dharmas sending beings to painful births. Therefore, I advise you to die courageously near death, i.e., discerning impermanence with practice. Yesterday talk I was leaving this point. So today I am adding it here. Yesterday Sayadaw gave a talk based on the Sotanagati Sutta of Anguttara Nikaya. Today I'll continue to talk from the Samyutta Nikaya. Why did the Buddha enter into Parinibbana, i.e., passing away? Because his direct disciples were not left anymore. I.e., Buddha's Vinaya, they were from the Pankavaji, the first five disciples to his last disciple Subhadda, who only needed his direct helps. But there are still people with their teachers. This is also one of the reasons the teaching still exists. It's necessary for you to have ears to listen and have someone to teach you. Near the end of his passing away, the Buddha reminded us that mind and body dharmas were having the nature of arising and passing away. Therefore, don't forget them. I also teach impermanence. The Buddha taught them for 45 years. Only by seeing impermanence can realize Nibbana. Impermanence is dukkha sakka. By penetrating of dukkha sakka, realize Nibbana. Your body is also impermanent. You will see impermanence if you look at the 31 realms of existence. Not seeing impermanence is like a blind person. Your reliable dharma is impermanence. You will realize Nibbana in this life if you discern impermanence very well. If this not happen, it will be sure in next life. The Buddha gave this guarantee in the sutta in the Anguttara Nikaya. If you discern impermanence, greed, hatred, and delusion never arise. The Buddha never taught as anicca pakkhaya lobha, dosa, moha, impermanence conditions greed, hatred, and delusion. If you are discerning impermanence, it becomes jhana pakkhaya and magga pakkhaya. It has the five path factors equals three samadhi factors plus two panna factors. If you do only jhana, there are no wisdom factors. By doing panna and is including jhana. The practice I teach you include jhana and panna together. Jhana and magga are together in every vipassana contemplation. Outside the Buddha teaching, sasana, only jhana exists. Whereas inside the sasana, don't do this only. Jhana and magga have to be combined. Someone who practices jhana should stabilize the object of contemplation. For the asubha object, loathsomeness, not let the asubha disappears. For the patavi object, earth, not let the patavi disappears. Therefore, it is clear that jhana itself does not lead to nibbana. The way of jhana and magga together was mentioned in the Samyutta and Anguttara Nikaya as Yogananda way, harmonious way. Jhana is samatha and magga is vipassana. Samatha has to straighten it. And vipassana has to discern it. In the five jhanic factors not include magga. Straighten the mind towards vanishing phenomenon is jhana. And to discern its vanishing is nana. It's the way of jhana and nana. In front is arising and vanishing. And following behind is jhana and magga. What is the benefit of discerning anicca? It is moving out kalesa. If not seeing impermanence, the mind is latent with kalesa. Devadatta had been swallowed by the earth because it was heavy with kalesa for him, not because he was fat. Your kanda boat is heavy with kalesa. You have to cut out the kalesa for its lightness. In this way your kanda boat will become light and can cross over the Tana river to the other shore. I am urging you every day to contemplate impermanence. Because I am worrying that you'll be swallowed by earth. Do you have any pity for yourself? Accept this job, there is no other work can free from it. The Buddha taught the way with samadhi and follow with panna. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 9th of December 1960. Wholesome Kama with Knowledge. This talk was given to a couple who came to stay with Sayadaw and practiced under his guidance. The husband first met Sayadaw and later introduced his wife to him. So here Sayadaw encouraged her in the practice. Later they gave up their business and very close to Sayadaw until he passed away. The husband, Yu Kyo Thane, knew his own death 6 months before. Closing square bracket. Desire of wanting to become a woman will become a woman. And the same as for to become a man. It is nothing to do with a man or a woman to have sharp knowledge, nana, or not. It relates to your past lives when you had done good kamas combined with nana or not. Meeting a good teacher and having good kamas with nana, these two factors are very important. These were mentioned in the Samyutta Nikaya. Associate with the wise can become a sotapanna means that kama is a different thing. Here Sayadaw emphasized the main point and not rejected the wholesome kamas. The kamic results are related to kama. To get path and fruition knowledge are related to nana. For example, the lay woman Visakha, Magaramata, became a noble person, sotapanna, and her husband Punna, Punavadhana, was not. He had only good kama and without nana. Again layman Visakha and his wife Dharmadina both had good kama and nana. Visakha was anagaman and Dharmadina was arahant. Sayadaw told the story of Vajira Bhikkhuni encountering with Mara, the tempter. Having samadhi and following with the knowledge are important. It's nothing to do with as a man or a woman. After that, with the practice, go onwards with the three stages of knowledge. Today I'll talk about the process of the practice. 1. Intellectual understanding, 2. Contemplation, 3. Abandoning, study, practice and realization. For the intellectual understanding, can be measured as the body, rupa, and can't be measured is the mind, nama. For the four mind aggregates have to contemplate the most prominent one. E.g., if feeling, vedana is prominent, and then contemplate vedana, etc. Mind and body are arising together. If form arises, contemplate form, rupa, and if mind arises, contemplate mind. Contemplate the most prominent one. For example, in a pot of soup, salt, oil, sweet, etc. are in there respectively. If the salt is prominent, you feel the salt more than the others. If form arises, know it as form. If mind arises, know it as mind. For example, if you put your foot down, Pathavi, earth element is prominent and you feel the heaviness. If you lift it, air element is prominent and you feel lightness. If you are discerning Anaka, it's developing into insight. It's Tarana Parina minus full understanding by contemplation. This knowledge is the most important. You have to know it thoroughly with the practice. In this way, contemplative knowledge becomes success. First, it's discerning of arising and passing way, and then dissolution. After that, it develops into disenchantment. At that time, don't stop at it. If you stop it, knowledge will go down. I am urging you to concentrate in the contemplation with the disenchantment. After that, you will develop the knowledge of watching it like an alien, i.e., Sankarpeka Nana, knowledge of equanimity towards formations. At that time, watching it like an alien, it'll appear as watching your own practical knowledge. These are knowledge of right seeing. It's Dukkha Sakka, the truth of disgusting and useless. With continued contemplation and affection on the candor with the self-view, falls away in a blip. From behind, clinging and action with wrong views are cut off. Why? Because of knowing Dukkha Sakka, candor disappears and are left behind with the contemplative mind, Nana. And you do not see Dukkha anymore. Just only see Dukkha Nirodho, the cessation of Dukkha. The cessation of Dukkha is Nirodha Sakka. The path knowledge is called Pahana Parina minus abandoning with full understanding. After the path knowledge ceases, two or three fruition knowledges arise. After they cease and reviewing knowledge arises. Reviewing as there is no Dukkha anymore. This is reviewing Dukkha, as not there. All the path knowledge, fruition knowledge, and reviewing knowledge are seeing no Dukkha. If you see it in line, serially, and enter the stream, become Sotapanna. So these three knowledges are seeing Nibbana. Because of their powers, the doors to painful births are closed, i.e., Apaya Boom. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 10th of October 1960. Wrong view, Dukkha and Nibbana. Whatever arising in the Kanda, for example, form, rupa, arising is Dukkha arising. Form passing away is Dukkha ceasing. Feeling, Vedana, arising is Dukkha arising. Feeling passing away is Dukkha ceasing. If you are doing this, a person or a being disappears. In this way, free from wrong view. Sayadaw continued to talk about the eight causes for wrong views to arise. One, not knowing candor arising has wrong views, or not knowing about the candors. Two, avidya, ignorance, with wrong knowing, wrong knowledge causes wrong views to arise. 3. Because of contact, fasa, 4. With wrong perception, 5. With wrong thinking, 6. With unwise attention, 7. With wrong companions, 8. Listening to wrong teachings. These are the eight causes for wrong views to arise. We must kill all these with the knowledge of seeing impermanence. Before meeting a good teacher, it's in the mind. After meeting a good teacher, it falls away from the mind, with the intellectual knowledge plus practical knowledge. Because of the causes, we experience the result, and with this free from wrong view. Regarding with the karmic result, if you do it and you'll get it, is wrong view. The kamic energy or power is following, but not the khandhas, because it's arising here and vanishing here. With the eight causes of wrong views, beings go to painful births. As long as khandhas exist, it's arising and vanishing. And then you are free from the eight causes of wrong views. Not a person or a being is following behind. With the causes as condition, result appears. For example, it's like a stamp and the market produces it. It's a very good simile to understand cause and effect without a permanent entity. Stamp and its mark are not the same nor different. This is the Buddha's middle way. If you still not get Nibbana yet, the result will follow you. The human khandha perishes here and the heavenly khandha arises there. The human khandha is ceasing here and the new heavenly khandha arises there. This human khandha is not following there. If it's really following there, they must have the same khandha. How can a human khandha become a Devata khandha? Don't accept to what other people say. If you take it, becomes wrong view. You have to accept what the khandha is telling you or showing you. This khandha is only telling you as dukkha arising and dukkha ceasing, which is dukkha khandhasa samadayo hoti, dukkha khandhasa nirodho hoti. Therefore, any realm of wherever you have been, there only existence of dukkha arising and dukkha ceasing. Does anything exist in Nibbana? It exists as without any dukkha. Dharma with dukkha exists is mind and body, the five khandhas. Therefore, Nibbana exists, not with dukkha nature but as sukha nature. So the Buddha said that Nibbana is the supreme happiness. Someone thinking and taking dukkha as me and mine will never realize Nibbana. Someone not thinking and taking dukkha as me and mine will realize Nibbana. What is Nibbana? Our khandhas are for many lives time is dukkha sakkha. A person thoroughly penetrates dukkha sakkha and not wanting it and will not live with this khandha. Living with dukkha is living with mind and body. Not living with dukkha is Nibbana. Someone will appreciate Nibbana only he falls off wrong view. Otherwise, he will appreciate it only by hearing from others. Therefore, you have to observe dukkha arising and ceasing in your own khandha. However, you observe and it is only dukkha sakkha. It can't exist as stability because it's arising moment to moment and dying moment to moment. Moment to moment, only deaths are arising. Only without it and have stability. Their total cessation is dukkha nirodho nibbanam, the cessation of dukkha is nibbana. So nibbana appears. Therefore, only someone is seeing dukkha and nibbana can arise. If not, never arises, i.e., not practice and only with vows and prayers. People are clinging to dukkha as, it's mine. It's mine. If dukkha the heavy load falls off, is the happiness of nibbana. Not knowing dukkha is the cause of wrong view. Knowing dukkha is right view. Samadhi knows it. Therefore, it's important to know the real dukkha. Since the day you know about it, you don't want it. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 11th of December 1960. Importance of the truth of dukkha. We start from truth of dukkha, dukkha sakkha, mind and body. After that dukkha develop. Become a human, a deity, etc. Are only in speech. And only dukkha is increasing, taking this in mind as a truth. It only exists as dukkha arises and dukkha passes away. Sayadaw mentioned about humans dukkha starting from a mother's womb. Later comes out and growth. It really exists that only dukkha arising and dukkha passing away. If not, you'll confuse with it as man and woman, etc., and then follow with sorrow and lamentation because you lost your Dukkha Sakka. It is interesting to reflect. Actually, human embryo starts from a very tiny spot of mind and matter process without human form. After become mature and has a human form. After born and get lost in concept. When we are alive and substitute with mind and body process. When we die, mind and body perishes. It was starting with the truth of Dukkha. After born and lost Dukkha Sakka. Therefore, if something happening to us and we have to cry for it, we should make the decision that accept Dukkha Sakka, there is nothing about it. In the beginning starts with Dukkha, in the middle lives with Dukkha, and in the ends also end with Dukkha. Except these, no other things exist. You all have lost three of them. Not aware of them as arising and passing Dukkha Sakka. You are lost the original thing. By knowing him as in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end is only Dukkha. It will only tell its Dukkha nature when someone is sick and dying. It's telling you its Dukkha nature. Originally its loathsome nature, loathsome, foulness. So at dying, only tell its loathsomeness. If you say why it happens to me, then you lost the principle. Crying for it is not important, but will arrive to painful births. Because crying is dosa and smiling is lobha. If you lost the principle of Dukkha Sakka will arrive to the painful births. Originally it's truth of Dukkha. Therefore, start with Dukkha Sakka, and then mature with Dukkha, in the end lost with Dukkha. If you not lost the principle, sorrow and lamentation will not arise. If you lost the principle, that means you want to cry. If we don't lose the principle or arising and vanishing Dukkha, we will arrive Nibbana. Not knowing the principle is tears and hell. Having lost the principle is also tears and hell. You must remember these two points. With losing the principle, the four woeful planes are not safety for us. Every time you have to know it as truth of Dukkha with your own knowledge. When this knowing comes to an end, path knowledge will arise. I am telling you the reality. You have to practice accordingly with the reality and the knowing together. If you know in this way, the Dharma leading towards crying is no more in your mind. From becoming Sotapanna to Buddha, each one's reality and knowing have to be the same, i.e., when arising, knowing the arising, when vanishing, knowing its vanishing. From the beginning to the end, don't get lost the Dukkha principle. Reality and the knowing have to be the same or fit in together, i.e., Anicca and Nana. When the path knowledge arises, sorrow and lamentation will extinguish. That's Nibbana. This also mentioned in the Satipatthana Sutta. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 12th of December 1960. From Ignorance to Knowledge. This talk is important. Sayadaw explained how Anicca Nana or Vipassana Nanas destroyed ignorance, avidya, which is the source of Kanda processes. The 12 links in the D.A. process which represent of past, present and future is the right one as explained in the sutta. Sayadaw explained this point in this talk also supported it. Some Asian and Western scholars cannot see it clearly and taking the three periods as wrong interpretation. Closing square bracket. Paticca Samuppada is the cause and Paticca Samuppanna is the result. Someone not practices taking the Kanda as a man or a woman, me or him, etc. Someone practices not thinking in this way. A person without knowing it, ignorance is latent in the mind. Then ignorance arises. This is Pitika Samuppada arising. After that, with speech and body actions make volitional formation, Sankhara. At the time of not contemplating with impermanence is living with ignorance and making Sankhara. With Sankhara and consciousness minus Vinanam arises. For example, with eyes seeing a person and hate this person with anger, dosa, and worry with sorrow arise, for unwholesome dharma. Unwholesome dharma arises and continues to unwholesomeness. In accordance with the Sila standard, this is not unwholesome. But in the mind this becomes unwholesome. Without any practice, the whole day all these things arise in turn. All arising is with ignorance, avidya and returning to avidya right-pointing arrow Sankhara. Therefore, the circles turning around in whole day are uncountable. So we are running in circle. Starting from ignorance and come back to ignorance. We are making dukkha sakka that the results of kanda dukkha sakka will arise in circle. Born and die, born and die and etc. Kanda processes never stop. It's quite frightening. Someone contemplates impermanence and next kanda not arises. If you live idly, kandas are continuously arising. It becomes knowledge, vidya, with the contemplation of impermanence. The dharmas will follow it a cut off, and ignorance before it also cut off. Here Sayadaw emphasized 2 points. One stopped section 1, i.e., avidya right-pointing arrow Sankhara, 2 stopped section 3 and 4, i.e., Tana right-pointing arrow Upadana right-pointing arrow Kama right-pointing arrow Jati. 3 The cessation of the beginning, i.e., point 1 and the cutting off behind, i.e., point 2. Therefore, vipassana is cutting off one's bad causes by oneself. This dharma is showing the cutting off of avidya. With contemplation, become knowledge, vidya, ignorance conditions volitional formation not arises, avidya pakaya sankhara. Avidya becomes knowledge which cuts off one's own root cause. For example, Tin HLA has a cough because of the cold. Giving heat to the body, the cold disappears, no cough anymore. Dor Tin HLA was Ukyor Thane's wife. Both were Sayadaw's close disciples. Present kandas continue to arise are the causes of avidya, sankhara, tana, upadana, kama of the past life. With the vipassana contemplation to these continuous arising kanda and not let the causes, tana, upadana, and kama, for the future kandas to arise. I am asking you to cut off the causes, the past and the present causes. The past causes a section of avidya, sankhara. The present causes for future a section of tana, upadana, and kama. The knowledge of contemplation of impermanence kills the causes. You are ending your own kama. This is for someone who knows it, called a knowledgeable person. For someone not know is running in circle, an ignorant person. Making avidya to become vidya, ignorance becomes knowledge. Therefore, vipassana practice is cutting the beginning of D.A. process. I.e., avidya right-pointing arrow sankhara right-pointing arrow vinana. People don't know the causes of dukkha and how to cut off. Not knowing impermanence is ignorance and dukkha arises because of it. Digging out the root of ignorance and no poison tree exists and not bears poison fruit. Contemplation of vipassana is for the knowledge of 4 noble truths. Impermanence is dukkha sakka and knowing of it is magga sakka. Not knowing the truth is ignorance, avidya and knowing it is knowledge, vidya. By killing the beginning of the cause, avidya, and kanda can't arise. people not practice and connecting dukkha one by one in infinity. Vipassana means the job of digging out the root of ignorance. By listening many talks on D.A. process of mogic sayadaw, and understand some profound and subtle meanings hidden in it.